Okay. As some of you know, by training, I'm a pomologist, fruit crop physiologist. But I was so impressed by this workshop when Ron and Dilip contacted me. I said, yes, I'm in. So I'd like to acknowledge Panta Falahi. She's my niece, and she got all her education in the U.S. Now she's working in Iran. And then Dr. Murtaza Khoshkhoui, professor of Pahlavi University. I'm going to very briefly talk about the ancient urban and botanical gardens of Persia. And as you may know, Persia or Iran is located in the middle of several countries, and then over the centuries it has been attacked by many forces, including Arabs, including Mongolians, etc., etc. And from bad of luck, every time they came, they burn out their books, and then they try to eliminate the civilization, but so they have destroyed a lot of things. This is a temple of Anahita that is from about 600 BC, and Anahita was a ruler of Persia, and as you can see, in general, Persian garden design is such that it has hallways either for walking and or waterway ending to a building. And very often this was built by a ruler, by kings, and then it was open to the public. This is a kind of imaginary picture of the way that garden of Persepolis was. Persepolis of during the Achaemenid dynasty, that was 500 BC, they had wonderful, wonderful design and gardens that goes back to the time of Cyrus. And the story goes that the Cyrus the Great himself was one of the greatest horticulturists and the earliest horticulturists, and he was doing a lot of grafting with his own hands, and then they were sending the emperors of Rome and today's European countries, they were sending their delegation to study some of the dwarf fruit stocks that we have and some of the art of girdling and grafting from the garden of Persepolis. And this is a Persian char bagh design. Chahar in Persian or Urdu means, Dilip, you remember that? I'm just testing you. Exactly, four. Chahar means four, and then basically is defined by having hallway and dividing the garden in different quarters. And this is the design of Charbagh Isfahan. As you can see, if you haven't been to Isfahan, one of the cities in central Iran, it's just marvelous, marvelous view. And this is Aram Garden. Aram Garden, by definition, means the garden from the heaven, established during Saljuqi dynasty in 1157 to 1186. AD, and it was rebuilt during the Zandi dynasty in 1751, and the current building that exists, it was built by Qajar dynasty in 1785. And then, as you can see, there is a waterway in the center, and there are gardens around it, and then on the other side is a walkway. This is Bagh Shazdeh in Mahan. Bagh Shazdeh means garden of king or garden of prince. And then if you can imagine, the building is at the far end of the picture, and all these steps that you are seeing, these are the waterway that, now you don't see water here, but you can walk on both sides of the hallways or the walkways, you can see water flowing. And being symmetry of the uniformity on the left and right is a must in most of the Persian design in buildings, in gardens, etc. As you can see, everything that is on the left is repeated on the right. So, and then this is Shah Gol Garden in Tabriz, Iran. It was established by Ayghanlu dynasty in 1465. It was repaired around 1501 of Safavid dynasty. That was by Qahraman Mirza around 1818. This is Akbariya Garden in Bijan, Iran. It's in the middle of desert. It is such a fascinating place. This is Bagh-e Dawlat Abad in Yazd again. Yazd is surrounded by desert, and having this, you can see it again, walkway and then hall walkways and the waterways and trees on both sides. And this is the view of Dawlat Abad at night. And this is a Pahlavanpur garden in Mehriz, Iran. This was established in 1848. And this is part of the design and architect of the inside of the building. And there are castles like old, still like 100 years later, they have the castle and the waterway. And then around the waterway, they have designed herbs and the spices, they exist. This is Bagh-e Jug in Maku. And this is Bagh-e Cheshme Ali in Dongan. And this is Chel Sutun in Isfahan. And this is again Chel Sutun, that it is again. This is Bagh-e Chehel Balghis in Boir Ahmad. It is just a miracle, looks like a miracle of nature. And this is Bagh-e Delgosha that was built in 1200 and rebuilt in 1750. And again, in all of this, you can see the central piece of that is waterway, and around that is walkways. And this is Bagh-e Shah in Behshahr during Safavid dynasty. It was established in 1620. Fin Garden of Kashan in 1840. And then in addition to the external design that the Persian culture has been designing, you know, anytime we hear Persian culture, it is intertwined with poetry, love, romance. If you listen, of course, to the media, it is Ahmadinejad and the mullahs and so on and so forth. But this is an interior Persian garden design, and it is for more privacy and just marvelous design that they have. And this is a more recent design during the Pahlavi dynasty, and this is exactly as it is right now. And of course, this is Park-e Millat in Tehran. It's a more modern design. Thank you. I think we will discuss later about any questions.